Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Good morning, Alberto. This is Christine Mizell calling in.
Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, well, maybe today I can get some results from this agency. Is there a reason why nobody is returning my phone calls or even answering the phones? I've been calling all day Monday, never got no answer. All day yesterday, never got no answer. And then I'm calling today the main number to speak with Jonah, and he's not answering his phone either. So is there a reason why nobody is returning phone calls or messages concerning my pay?
Okay, well, I was out of the office, but Jonah, I'm not sure why he's not answering your calls. If you want, I can request a call back from him. I can let him know that you're calling so he can call you back as soon as possible.
Okay, look, Friday I spoke with you and I spoke with Ms. Nina, right? I spoke with you. You said that you were going to look into it and get back to me. You never did. Ms. Nina, when I spoke with her on Friday, she said that she was going to look into it and get back with me. No, we're at the fourth day now because you ain't open on Saturday and Sunday. I'm 4 days in the making of trying to get a hold of whoever is in charge of dropping my hours and putting me at a different pay rate. Because, like I said, when I got my pay on Friday, I was supposed to have $820-something on my pay after you take out the $280. I only had $700 pay. And nobody can explain to me why my pay was only $700 for Friday. And I'm missing money. You did not give me my whole pay on Friday. I'm missing $128 and some cents. And then am I going to have this issue again on this Friday instead of me having $825 after you take out the $280 and have a $700 pay again? This is what I'm talking about. I'm not getting no right resolution with you. Nobody is answering the phones, not Ms. Nina, not nobody at that agency. And it used to open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. And all day you mean to tell me nobody could return a phone call? We're going on 4 days now, and nobody has got back to me about anything. Nothing. And the only conversation I had with Jonah was stating that he has to take $280 out my pay for 4 weeks. No conversations about me going from $16 an hour down to anything else. That was never discussed with me. And that's what you did. You took me down from being at $16 an hour and dropped my pay rate down to whatever you put it down to. I already did the research. I already had somebody look into it. That's what you did. And by law, you were not allowed to do that without talking to me. You're my coordinator. You're supposed to be helping me out with this. And I'm not getting no resolution from you. And you got to understand, I have a right to be mad and upset because I'm not getting no answers.
I understand. On Monday, I contacted Jonah, and I told him again. I informed him that you called, and he told me that he informed you about the rate situation.
No, he didn't.
But
no, he didn't. And you could check the phone recordings because they're being recorded. He did not say nothing about my pay rate. He said because I clocked in on December 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, when I wasn't supposed to, you'd have to deduct $280 out my pay. He never said nothing about my pay rate, so that's a lie. That's why I'm trying to speak with him to confront him with it, because that was never a conversation. The conversation was I was not supposed to clock in on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of December, so you'd have to deduct my paycheck in the amount of $280 for 4 weeks. That's the only conversation we had, and I recorded that conversation. I record every conversation that I have with everybody. So he cannot say that that was a conversation that we had. That was not a conversation that we had. The only conversation we had was I was not supposed to clock in for them 5 days, and you have to deduct $280 out of my pay. Now, as far as taking my pay rate down from what I was at all this time and dropping it down to something else, that was never discussed with me. That's a lie. Can you tell me how much my pay rate is right now?
Sure. Give me a moment. Let me have access to your profile.
Okay. Because my pay rate was $16 an hour all these years. And you can look in the system and see when my pay rate was changed, too. So can you tell me that date and time on that, too?
Sure. Give me a moment. Let me have
access. Okay, I will. No problem. I'm just getting a pen so I can write everything down, too. Because I document everything, and you can ask Ms. Nina about that. I'm one worker who documents everything, date, time, and who I speak with.
Okay, Ms. Christine, I see here that the rate right now is at $14, and it was adjusted on March the 2nd.
No, I never had no discussions about that. So you took me from what was my pay rate? I'm at $14 an hour right now, and on March, M-A-R-C, the 2nd of 2026, you took me from being at what?
I see that your previous rate was $16, and it's now $14.
No, I never had that discussion, so I need to speak with Jonah, because you had no business dropping my pay rate on March the 2nd without discussing that with me. We never had that discussion. And you should check your phone call logs, too, to see if any phone calls were made to Christine Mizell at 215-687-5849 to see if this conversation took place on March the 2nd, because it never took place. I need to speak with Jonah, and I need to speak with him now, because this is ridiculous. Nobody ever talked to me about my pay rate being dropped. The only conversation I had was, I owe you $280 for 4 weeks straight. And I have every conversation that I have with everybody from Family First Services recorded. And I will come to that agency on Friday and pay every recording that I have, and none of them recorded say anything about my pay rate being dropped down from $16 an hour to $14 an hour. None of them conversations ever transpired. Never. And I ain't got to lie about nothing. You've made that error on your behalf, and you owe me money, and I want my money.
Okay.
No discussions was ever made, and if my pay rate went down from $16 an hour to $14 an hour, and me having 68 hours, my paycheck would still be every Friday $1,044 and some cents, and my paychecks are not even that. Way before you were taking the 280 out, my paychecks are supposed to be, if I clock in every day for 6 days and do my whole 68 hours, my paycheck every Friday after they take taxes and everything else out of it is supposed to be $1,044 and some cents. And after you take the 288 out, I'm supposed to be at $828 and some cents. And last Friday, I did not even get that. I only got a $700 paycheck. You burnt me out of $128, and I want my money. And Ms. Nina knows I have a lawyer, and I already contacted my lawyer about this, and they said the same thing. If there was no conversation about my pay rate being dropped down from $16 an hour to such and such dollars an hour, then the agency is in a world of trouble, because that conversation never took place. All he said is I was not supposed to clock in and out, and you have to deduct $280 so the insurance company can get their money back. That's the only conversation we had. You were not supposed to change my pay rate at all without discussing that with me. That is against the law. And Ms. Nina said that she was going to check every phone conversation between me and you, and Jonah. You admitted that we never had that discussion. Jonah is a liar. We never had that discussion. I need my money, and I want my money before I tell my lawyer to pursue with charges. And I've been with this agency almost 7 years and never had a problem. And him being the owner that runs Family First Services, he should be willing and able to talk to an employer instead of brushing me off for 4 days now. Today is the fourth day I have not spoke with nobody or got this issue resolved. And it's not fair to me. I called Jonah before I called you, Mr. Alberto. I called his line 5 times before I called you this morning. He is not answering the phone, and I left messages. And I left messages with the after-hour people to answer your phone. I'm not understanding why I'm not getting a return phone call, Alberto.
Yeah, Ms. Christine, I completely understand your position, and if you are stating that he didn't inform you, and also
he's
he's
showing up
saying
this
that he did, I'll try to get in contact with him since you're saying that he's not answering the phone. I'm
he's
going
not,
to make
and
sure
Mr.
to
Jordan,
see if he's in a
yes,
meeting or something. But
and Mr. Jordan, my patient, was sitting right here when I had that conversation with Jonas. So he cannot say that he had said that my pay rate was going to drop down. He didn't even say nothing about my hours or me having 38 extra hours, which is considered overtime. We never had that conversation. If we would have had that conversation, Mr. Alberto, I wouldn't be calling you and being as angry as I am, because that conversation never transpired. And I don't like nobody lying and saying the conversation transpired when it didn't. That is not fair to me as an employer that been with you all these years, and I clock in and clock out when I'm supposed to, and I just feel like I should get my pay like I do. Yous are getting paid from me working with you and clocking in and out. Yous get your money every week faithfully, the right amount of money too. So why am I getting burnt? It's all I'm asking is for Yona to contact me before the end of this day, because if I have to call back again tomorrow, it's going to be ugly. And if I have to come up to that agency on Friday because my kids don't have no school, I will be up there first thing in the morning. I shouldn't have to come to an agency to get anything resolved. It's not fair.
No, and you're correct. And I'll get in contact with John. I'm going to make sure to see if he's in a meeting or something, because he's not picking up the phone. And I'll request a call back as soon as possible. Ms. Christine, I'm going to request him to call you. Because if you're stating that he didn't inform you about that, he should get in contact with you and speak with you.
Yeah,
about
see,
it.
We never, it was never no discussion about my pay rate coming down from $16 an hour to $14 an hour. We never had that conversation. Never. If we had that conversation, I wouldn't be calling you and complaining about anything. It don't make no sense that he's sitting there saying we had the conversation. I know we didn't have the conversation, so why the hell is he lying? And I'm going to bring Anthony Jordan with me, too, to confirm that the day that me and Jonah talked, we did not talk about pay rate. We talked about the money that I had to pay back. That was it. That was it. And then the conversation was, I owe $280. I asked him, how much are you going to deduct out of my pay? And when are you going to start deducting it out of my pay? I said, can you start deducting it out of my pay starting March 1st? He said, no, we cannot. We have to do it this pay day. And that was, I talked to him on a Wednesday. You started deducting it on that first Friday. So you could go back into the system and see when you started deducting that $280 out of me, off of me. And the day before you deducted the first $280 out of me, that's the day I had that conversation with Jonah. And nothing was talked about my pay rate getting dropped down. At all.
Okay. Okay, so I'll get in contact with him, and I'm going to request the call back to you, Ms. Christine, as soon as possible, because, yeah, as you said, it's not fair for you to be deducted
it's
without
not.
Being notified. So allow me
yes,
to...
Yes, and you
see,
and you even confirmed, Mr. Alberto, you even confirmed on Friday when I spoke with you, you said, yes, Ms. Mazzell, you did your whole 68 hours for this week. Yes, I did clock in on time and out on time. My pay should have been $828 on Friday after you deducted the $280 out of it. And my pay was only $700. You owe me $128.
Correct. Even the date.
Even being at 14 and even being at 14 hours a week, I mean, $14 for my pay rate, my pay every Friday is supposed to be $1,044 and some cents. It doesn't change. Even though you took me from 16 and put me down to 14, my pay never changes. It's still going to be the same amount of pay. I need my $128. And I need to speak to Jonah about changing my hourly rate, too, because he had no business doing that. Without consulting me.
No, and you're...
Okay, so I'm gonna wait and see if he's gonna call me back today because we're only at 10:30 right now. So let's see how long it takes him to call me back. I appreciate you, Mr. Roberto. And thank you.